Manila. I want some wine after that episode.
Oh, me too. Just not from any of these queens' feet.
Oh, no. Well, I can't wait to dive into the fifth episode of Drag Race España.
Plus, Jessica Wilde is back, so stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
Manila.
Latrice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey.
Welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Let's chop it up.
Now, she is back to help us out with some Spanish translation and all that jazz. It's our sister, Jessica Wilde.
Jessica.
Jessica, I'm back. Jessica Wilde is here.
I think
I'm going to stay every week. I love the show. Thank you for having me again. I'm happy. Oh. I'm happy to be back.
Thank you so much. We were like, first of all, Latrice and I don't speak Spanish, and I know you speak Spanish because you're Puerto Rican. Puerto Rico and Spain are two very different countries, so I'm sure that there is stuff going right over your head just the same, but at least you can probably understand them.
Yeah. I understand it. I understand everything, and I feel, you know, connected with the girls. Mm-hmm. I can think faster in Spanish, so I love that.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And yes, I'm having a good time with Drag Race España, and yes. I'm also learning, you know, because I'm learning from Spain culture with the girls.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. Still a learning process for all of us.
It is. Like, the queens are so good. The production is so, the production's so good, too. The judges, I love the host. It makes me want to go to Spain and see some of these queens perform.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you never know. You never know.
Maybe let's go, girl. Let's go.
Maybe let's go.
Uh-huh.
So now let's dive into this week's episode.
Work. So the queens are in pairs and they get into the time-honored Spanish tradition of treading grapes in a barrel.
I was like, this is the I Love Lucy episode. I love this.
I was thinking more of that one clip, that news clip of that news reporter who like falls and like really hurts herself. Do you remember that clip?
No.
No. Oh my God. I have to send that to you, that clip to you. There's this this video where this news reporter is like stomping on grapes and she falls and she hurts herself on live TV.
Oh no.
It's so funny. I'm sorry to laugh at someone else's
You're
expense.
Evil. Well, then they must put their chops together in their first ever acting challenge based on one of Spain's most popular dramas.
Mm-hmm. And this week's runway is an homage to the world-renowned Spanish stars of the art world. And legendary Spanish queen of pop, Alaska, joins the judging panel. Not Alaska, yeah. Thunderfuck.
No, but wait. I was like, oh, is Alaska going to be there?
Alaska going to be there? Oh, she looks different. Okay. She speaks Spanish.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, wait. We got this.
Wait, what is this?
It's a lot of fun. A whole day.
Are they up on the platform?
Oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh,
no. Oh, wow. Oh dear. Oh wow. Oh, yeah. Oh dear. Wow, she felt better. That was a hard.
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
She broke a leg.
Oh my God. That was horrible. But it was hilarious. Okay. Oh, that was horrible. Oh my God.
Let's talk about that when we get into the mini shows. Wait, where were we? Okay.
We are Poopy, am I right?
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Poopy Poison is the main challenge winner, and leaving Ignacio and Killer Queen in the bottom two.
they lip sync to Espectacular by Fangoria and Hugasio Sachets Away. So there are things about this episode that I like. I really loved the mini challenge.
Me too. That was
the
my
mini
favorite.
Challenges on this season of Drag Race España are so good.
That grapes is so good.
I want a drink.
Okay. Acai.
I love that drink. I think it was a good opportunity for the girls to drink after this mini challenge.
Well, first of all, I actually stood up and applauded when Supreme called in the pit crew and the two twins came in. Oh my God. Oh my God. They're so fucking sexy. There's two of them and they speak Spanish and they were in togas and I literally slid off my chair. like that news reporter that fell off of
the baby. Oh my God.
I hope she's okay.
That was hilarious. That's not so.
I think it's hilarious because everyone was hoping to get poopy poison because they kept saying that she was the heaviest one, so she'd be able to squeeze the most grapes.
They weren't wrong. They were not wrong.
Poopy poison and Carmen Farala, they squeeze like twice as much
as anybody.
Like both of those other two combined still had more. I don't know. Either Poopy Poison is like that heavy or Carmen Farala has that big of feet because they like smushed all them grapes, bitch. There was nothing left but dust in that barrel.
Oh, it was so good though. That was entertainment.
So fun. I loved this mini challenge. It was crazy. But we are also like picking up on a lot of tension between Dovima and Hugasio.
Right. Is that new? Is that something new?
I think that it's been, you know, like simmering for a while, but like now it's like obviously like I think like they're really just at the point
coming
where,
to the head. Yeah.
And everything started, you know, Hugasio won a challenge that Dovima think the winner should be Carmen. And from there she started because she don't like Hugasio's drag.
Oh, wow.
See, I disagree because I thought Hugasio's drag was amazing in that first episode. And Dovima, who was in the bottom for wearing that fucking hose, should fucking keep her mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know? But we all love some drama.
We love a good cat fight. Meow.
Mm-hmm. But I do feel for Hugasio because, you know, like it's not fun to have like the pretty girls like teaming up on you. I should know. Mm-hmm. That was me one time.
We know Heather.
Poor boogers.
Oh, those poor boogers. But Hugasio is no booger. However, some of her acting and comedy skills, might be a little bit booger.
Those are booger, yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know, but I live for the drama.
I do too.
I guess that just, you know, lights fires under people's asses.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, can we talk about this main challenge? Because I have so many questions.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess it's like a parody of a show. Obviously, like I think everyone probably grew up watching. It's obviously because it's in a high school, so it's probably like a high school drama.
Yeah.
Is this the show that one of the Javiers was on?
Yeah, they direct that.
They directed it,
but it was like 2009, something like that.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So.
Ooh. Okay. So. All right. I
kind of don't know like what everything was, but I guess it after a certain point it really doesn't matter. I'm assuming that when the people in Spain watch regular seasons of Drag Race, they're like, what are they making? What are they doing what a parody of?
What are they referencing?
Yeah, what are this reference? But the queens look crazy and they look stupid.
Crazy
and...
as hell. Yeah. They rose to the occasion. I just did not know what was going on and why it was that way. So, Marie Fair?
Marie zombie. Fair is a zombie student, which I guess, like, she's walking, she's like dead?
The Walking Dead. Okay.
I guess that's Carmen Farala. Which I have to say, like, I was
she
like,
she did that.
She was like, let me just give you, like, oh, I know you guys think that I'm just a beautiful queen, so I'm gonna give you that, but I'm also gonna be like hideous on the other side.
Yeah.
Full on Batman Two-Face, honey.
And Freakazoid just lurking with those bananas. Lurking. I'm like, where does she come from stealing the scene? Like, how does that happen?
I gagged. I literally cracked up for about three. Like, I had to rewind because I cracked up so hard when she came out with the banana. Like, the whole she had like the one banana and she's like blowing it seductively. And then she comes out at the very end with a whole bunch of bananas and she's like,
I could not. Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Booby Poison plays the principal. That was, you know, she's like, hey, all the girls think I'm old. So let me just, you know, be the old lady.
And it was funny.
Yes, it was funny. Like, Poopy Poison, I could watch Poopy Poison be a disgusting slut every single episode, and I'll be happy. She's been doing it every... Last episode, she had her tits out. The Veneno Runway, she had her tits out. This one, she's literally taking pictures of her vagina. It was fucking fantastic.
Gotta love it.
Killer Queen was, like...
Crazy. Crazy lady. Yeah, just crazy lady. Done and done.
I mean, I think they were all kind of crazy to some extent, but she was the crazy one.
Yeah.
And then Sagittaria was Pablo, a gothic freak and horny. A horny gothic freak.
I didn't get the gothic freak.
I didn't get the goth.
She had a pink oversized flower. I don't know.
That's not very goth.
No, that's not very... Maybe goth is different in España. Listeners, if you know anything different, please email us at latricemanila@gmail.com.
Ugasi was more gothy.
Yes. I thought so too.
Yes, exactly.
She's supposed to be the schoolgirl that's in love with Pablo. I think they should have switched that around. Yeah, maybe they should have switched outfits or switched roles, maybe.
Oh.
But I like Sagittaria's wig because she looked like a schoolgirl, like a real schoolgirl.
Okay, well, maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe Sagittaria was the schoolgirl and Dovima was Dolce.
No, because they said that she was the goth girl. And I was like, while watching, I was like, I'm getting more goth from Hugasio's character.
Oh, girl, I don't know. I can't make sense out of nonsense.
Right?
Yeah, they got it freak in love with Paula. Sounds more like, you know, Ugasio.
And Dovima's character is literally just Dulce, the schoolgirl. She's just schoolgirl.
Right.
So. Which I gotta say that, like, Dovima did a good job. Like her little subtleties was what I think, like, a lot of the other queens might be lacking. You know what I mean? She was making this, like, really hilarious faces. And, you know, Dovima is, like, a gorgeous queen. So she's like, hey, look, I've already made myself look like an ass. Why stop now?
Right. Why stop now?
So what did you think of this challenge, Jessica?
I love it. I think all of them, they did great. Horacio have struggled a little bit. But in general, they were good. Of course, you know, Poopy Poison. It was so funny. And Carmen with the zombie horny thing, it was funny. She knew her lines. I love Carmen because she's a pretty girl, but she's fierce. She has everything to me. And she's good acting. Mm-hmm. She did good. Like, and the judges told her, like, the character, it wasn't like a big one, but she made it big.
Yeah, I find that a lot in these challenges, like, the girl with the smallest role has the opportunity to make the biggest impact.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think she did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, why don't we take a quick break and then we can come back and get into this runway, which I'm very excited about.
Oh my God, this runway. Oh.
Yeah. You got the chop. 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 Girl, you got the chop.
We're back, and it's the runway, and we have a Jessica Wilde with us.
Yes!
I am in love with this runway.
Me too.
Category. My very first time in Europe, I went to Spain, and I was in Madrid, and I went to the Prado Museum. And so I recognize some of these art pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And these queens gave us looks.
I mean,
I love the creativity these queens had.
On looks.
You know, especially from last week where they were, you know, in pretty much like almost pedestrian outfits. You know, mm-hmm. you're just like a trashy mm-hmm. girl or an executive, you know, wherever, jet set. So this one, like, they went over the top. And Dovima Durmi walks out.
Oh, bitch.
Wow.
That's something that I can see Manila Luz on.
I know, right? It's giving me...
God.
It's giving. I think Victor and Rolf did a runway where they had like pieces of like frames on the pieces. But this one actually looks... I like this more than the Victor and Rolf collection. This is beautiful.
This is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning. Oh, just so beautiful.
She looked perfect. Like
she even has like
head
the
to head to toe.
Head to
even
toe.
The pieces of the frame, the like
as earrings.
Yeah. I love that. Just,
I also like the
little like, you know, the frayed edges of the canvas, you know,
right.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it just kind of felt
raw.
Like a canvas that was like busted up and it looked really gorgeous. Like Dovima. Wow.
Brava. Yes, that's like tens across the board for me.
Coot.
Poopy poison.
I recognize this artwork. There is like a famous painting of like a little girl in this like giant peignet skirt and this weird hair, and Poopy Poison looked just like her.
Yeah, there you have it.
Las Meninas.
Yes, honey. Poopy Poison. And then, of course, Poopy Poison is, you know, Poopy Poison. So she had to, like, open up the skirt and show her pantaloons and be a slut. Be a nasty slut like we all expect from her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is what this little girl grew up to be. She grew up to be Poopy Poison. A very vulgar and hilarious drag queen.
Yes. Up next, Killer Queen.
Wow.
Bitch, now this was some serious art.
It was
couture.
Killer Queen was like, my favorite. This was
absolutely the shit.
I'm a huge fan of Salvador Dali and his surrealist paintings with the melting clocks and everything. And this one, it was an embodiment of his artwork. It was amazing. I love the drawers
and the spoons at the neck. I mean, it's just so many details that are just spot on.
So good. And the cool crutches, they're literally like lifted out of a painting and made into a costume.
So good.
So good. Killer Queen, amazing.
Nailed this. I mean, nailed it.
Then Hugacio comes out in a very Hugacio outfit. And I think she slayed. This category was made for her.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
And she looks fantastic.
Yep.
The Don Quixote inspiration. Yeah. It's sickening.
Yeah, this was amazing. She did such a great job with this look. I was like, okay, this makes up for that performance
she had to come hard or not at all, honey.
Yes.
Baby, after that, you cannot afford to have a bad runway to go along with. At least you're going to look good.
At least you're going to look good.
Yeah. Every runway, she presents something very unique. And I live for it.
Me too. Mm-hmm. She is artistry.
Yes.
Love that. Sagittaria. She looks beautiful, but
as usual,
me, yeah. But
it wasn't, you know, enough. I feel
not
like
not at all.
Especially following Killer Queen and Hugacio and Dovima. I mean, this was, and the judges even saw it. They said that she was, it was too simple.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that they kind of were like, okay, well, you know, like it was this, the skirt was too long. She was tripping on it. Those, those gloves, they look like they were stuffed with too much stuffing to look like real hands.
Whoa.
But
too
I
much
get
sodium intake. But I mean, she looked like that, you know, that mug and, you know, from the neck up.
Yeah.
It's just gorgeous, stunning. So
yeah, she was very pretty, but comparing the other girls.
Yeah, it's basic.
Basic. Carmen Farala came out in this this look. And honestly, I was like, at first I was like, okay, sure. It's all right. I like what she's going for. But then it started to paint itself. And I fucking lost my mind.
Yeah.
That part.
I was almost ready to dismiss this as like Carmen Farala's like the worst look she had. And then it started to paint itself. And then I was like, brava. Like, this is
I was waiting for it. Yep. I was waiting for it.
Yep.
I knew she had something up her sleeve or
in her dress.
Upper skirt.
Upper skirt. Well, we know all the queens have something up their skirt. This is Drag Race after all. But
it is true.
Oh my gosh. It was that Alexander McQueen. Wasn't this on your season, Latrice, where you were painted?
Yeah, on the turntables.
On the turntables, right? Where they're spraying you down with paint.
It was toxic waste or something.
This was hilarious. It brought me back to that first episode of season 4 Drag Race. So Carmen Farala killed it. And she fucked up that stage, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, clean up on aisle 3.
Time to clean. Good luck.
That's why she went last. I know how they did that. They cut that out. Yeah.
Did you have a favorite look?
Okay, I mean, it is really hard, but Killer Queen and Dovima, it's just like, those two are just makes my nipples hard. You know how I am about hard nipples.
I like nipples.
Jessica, do you have like a least favorite look of them?
Everybody did great. Maybe Sagittaria comparing the other girl, but she's still gorgeous. Sagittaria is gonna be my least favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say so. She was my least favorite too. So our maxi challenge winner is Poopy Poison.
Poopy, finally she won.
She won finally.
Yes.
Oh, good.
But our bottom two are Hugacio and Killer Queen.
Wow.
But I have to say, though, I think that's from the challenge and not from the runway.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
correct.
There's always those episodes when you can tell that there's more points put on the challenge than there are on the runway.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
This one was like, no matter what they're, because I thought that both had some of the strongest runway looks, but that their performance was, it wasn't enough to save their performances.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they lip sync and Hugacio is sent home.
Yeah.
Thoughts, feelings, opinions.
And the lip sync song, it was spectacular by Fangoria.
Fangoria.
You know, Alaska from Fangoria, she's the writer of, you know, the song that Thalia make. Very popular, like Latin America. A quien le importa lo que yo haga, you know? So Alaska is the writer of that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's making the money. Did she write this espectacular too? Does she have? Yeah, it's probably what she's like. I have the rights to this song.
Yeah. I have the rights to the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go play it. I want to make some money off this too. Okay, go do that.
A lot of people have covers from her songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she's just making, she's just racking it in.
Yeah.
Well, she loved it because she gave them a standing ovation when it was over. So that's great.
I thought the queens
did a good job at the lip sync. I would have to say that just because Hugasu has so much makeup on with the mustache and then like the two sets of eyes, it was hard to see her lip sync performance.
Expression.
So that's why I think that Killer Queen like literally like was able to like outperform Hugasu, mm-hmm. just because Hugasu, I was losing her performance because I didn't know what pair of eyes looking into it. Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah. So. And Killer is a Killer D. Grey, like her expressions. She killed it.
Well,
let's take a break.
Come back and talk about our official CHOP Drag Race Fantasy League results.
Oh, damn.
We'll be back.
We're back. Now, before we get into our last queen standing, I just want to, like, go over that fucking question that they pulled on the queens. Who do you think should go home this week?
Ugh.
Girl. Everyone said Hugasio.
Oh, my God.
Everyone.
That's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
And I thought, from Manila, I thought they were going to keep Hugasio just to bother the girls, did you know?
They're good for that, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hugasio, Shante, you stay. Boom, the drama.
Oh, keep the drama going. Keep the drama going.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about Hugasio is that, you know, like in the challenges, she just wasn't excelling. I mean, obviously on the runways, she is a runway. She's a look queen. So like, they could keep her just so that she could come down the runway to look. But ultimately, like, you know, she wasn't rising to the occasion on some of these challenges. So I can see why the other queens were like, yeah, she's got to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Manila, it's time to see where we stand in our official Drag Race CHOP Drag Race Fantasy League Last Queen Standing.
Okay. Latrice and I chose 5 queens each. And whoever has the winning queen in their Drag Race draft will win Last Queen Standing.
Now, I chose Drag Volcano, The Macarena, Killer Queen, Ignacio Cliente, and Sagittaria.
And I chose Carmen Farala, Poopy Poison, Inti Arancha Castilla La Mancha, and Dovima Nurmi.
We each chose our prize, and if one of my queens win, Manila is going to paint a huge canvas for me of my beautiful self.
Of your beautiful self, yes. And if I win, I will be painting the insides of my guts with your nuts, bitch.
Okay. Right.
Well, Latrice, sorry to say, but you lost another one. Since Hugasio went home, you now have 2 queens left.
That's all I need.
And Sagittaria.
That's all I need.
That's actually, you know, it's true. But I have 3. My chances are better than yours. Carmen Farala, Dovima Nurmi, and Poopy Poison.
Okay.
So. I think at this point, it's like any queen's game still.
Right now.
Because just when you think a girl is going to win, she doesn't. When you think she's going to lose, she doesn't. Or she does.
Now, remember, we love your emails, so make sure that you send us emails at latricemanila@gmail.com because we may need your help. So if you have any insider tea on España, things that we don't know about, then send us an email and we may just read it on the air.
Mm-hmm. And now it's time for our tops and our chops. Each week, we highlight our tops and our chops of the week, our favorite and our least favorite moments of this episode, episode 4 of Drag Race España. Tops and chops. Jessica Wilde, do you have a top moment from this episode?
Well, it's the only moment that I'm going to be a top. I'm going to...
oh.
My top is Poopy Poison and Carmen.
Okay.
And the shop is Ugasio.
Yeah.
Based on the challenge.
Okay. Yeah. The queens. I mean, these acting challenges are always like you never know how it's gonna go. So you have to really make sure you rise to the occasion because you know some people have like the leading role. And some people have like, you know, side roles and it's really what you
some
make of it.
Some people have back roles. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my top. Wait, is this? Yeah, my top is that mini challenge. I think it was the most, like it was the best one for me.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Like mm-hmm. them squishing grapes and making wine, it just gave me so much joy. Plus, they had to be holding on and hugging each other while they're doing it.
Oh, that part, because so. Like they were like not they. The Supreme was like, no, you have to hug each other. You have to hug each other, and they'd be like, okay. I love it. That is so funny. I thought I just cracked up because. Poopy Poison and Carmen Farrella, they just had, they stopped so much
so
juice.
Much more than anybody else.
It's like, what was going on? What the other girls just like,
I was like, maybe their thing is their hole is clogged because nothing was coming out.
it was like a drip. It was like a
it
drip.
Was like, ooh, but you need a colonic, honey.
My top is Killer Queen's Salvador Dali inspired look. That was
so good.
So good, wonderful. Yeah. I thought she did such a good job at it. Yeah. And I think it was unfortunately she was in the bottom, but you know what? She got to lip sync in it. It was fierce. I think she even took the mustache off so she wouldn't have to worry about that. I love that.
So
way to go, tops. Point. What about your chops, Latrice?
My chop is I feel bad for Hunaxio, that just was not good in the challenge.
Yeah.
At all. Just.
It was like, you know, it was, I felt, you know, she was in the bottom
last week as well.
Yeah.
The girls were like, kind of like, okay, she needs to leave. Like, she's the next one to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, gosh, is she going to be able to, like, prove them wrong?
No.
The second she got out there, I was like, oh, no, it's done for her.
That's a wrap.
I felt like that. I totally do. I felt like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I am so happy that we still got to see one last look from her. And that look was
and she turned
wonderful.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought she did such a creative job. And the bitch can paint.
She can paint.
She's very talented. And like she said, like, Horacio Crujiente, like, I forgot what she said. But she said something like, her drag is diferente, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Horacio Crujiente, concepto drag diferente.
Yeah. Ah, the different concept.
Yes.
Well, she is a concept queen, and I think that's great because in this season, this the first season of España, we got a big range of different kinds of drag. You know what I mean? So it's very important that we got to see what she did. And she's slayed. She won the first challenge, and every single one of her runway looks were amazing. So it's sad to see her go.
Yep.
But yeah. Adios, chop. Well, there you go. She was all of our chops.
Yeah, that's horrible. Well, that's it, folks. Thanks so much for listening to The Chop. We have new shows every Tuesday and every Thursday.
Make sure you subscribe to our show and you can rate and review us on your podcast apps.
And you can send us an email. We might read it on the show next week. Email latricemanila@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon. Jessica, where can we follow you?
Everybody can follow me, Jessica Wild 88 on Instagram. And I want to thank you girls so much for having me again.
I had
a great time. I had a great time on the first episode and I'm having a good time on this one. And I can wait to be part of the shop forever.
She's coming for our gig, Latrice. She's coming for our gig.
They come on and co-host, now they want our gig here.
You know, you're a busy girl, so sometimes like, Jessica, you can handle the shop today.
Yes.
We'll call you. We'll put you on the rotation, girl.
I love you guys so much. We love you too.
And we'll see you all next week to find out
who gets the chop.
Forever.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.